Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni, Senior Loan Officer and Reverse Mortgage Specialist at Silverleaf Mortgage here in Denver, and I'm joined in the studio today by Matt Witt, the President and Operations Manager at Silverleaf. Matt, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on the show.
We always have so much fun because we tell stories of all the people that we help, and it is such a delight to be able to see people gain financial freedom, some people to have a line of credit that's there like a retirement account for them, and even to save people from foreclosure. I have a gentleman I'm working with right now that's the case. But let's start with the basics. What are the basic requirements to be able to qualify for a reverse mortgage?
Well, thanks, Kathy. So just the basics for a reverse, you have to be 62 years and above and or above and be a homeowner. And those are just a simple requirement. You own a home and you're 62 or above. At least one of the two in the family, if you're married, has to be 62. The other one can be younger than 62. So if you meet that set of criteria, which is real easy, then we can start talking about the other parameters that go into a reverse mortgage, like the value of your home, any mortgages you may be paying off, what your goals would be if you receive some cash out. So we would start the conversation there.
Right. And the equity should be substantial in the home. We say kind of sometimes, you know, like, well, maybe 50%. But depending on age, it might be that they only need 40% equity or maybe 60 if they're on the young side. But it's worth a phone call to find these things out. We have been able to help people from as young as 62, as you said, with a younger spouse, and up into their 90s. In fact, I talked with one of our clients that we closed her loan 2 years ago, and she will be 100 years old in August.
Wow.
It's just amazing. It's so wonderful to keep up. She calls me every now and then when she needs some help or just has a question. And we love to follow up with our clients in that way. So with a reverse mortgage, as you mentioned, it has to be your primary residence. And you can have second homes or an RV or travel, just do anything you like. But the home has to be your primary residence. It can be a single family residence, a modular home, a manufactured home, a townhome, a condominium that's FHA approved, a hobby farm up to 25 acres. So there's a lot of versatility here with a reverse mortgage, a lot of people that we can help.
That's right. And we've done loans for condos that aren't FHA approved. We have a special program. So for all of you out there that are in a condominium and you know that you're not FHA approved because you can't get that type of loan, we do have a special source and program for non-FHA approved condominiums. You can also have a multi-family home up to four units.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we helped.
Absolutely.
A year ago, we helped a young lady, and she was in bankruptcy. Started with foreclosure. She got behind on her payments and went into bankruptcy. And we helped her with a reverse mortgage to pay off the lender that was in default. And then as soon as the reverse was finished and the lender was paid, then she was able to finish her bankruptcy. So if, you know, we know that seniors, as they get older, their finances get tighter.
Right.
They use up their savings in the early years of retirement. And after that, they may just have a fixed income. And now your budget is really tight. And sometimes we see that you start to miss a payment on a financial account and maybe even a mortgage payment. So if you haven't talked to us yet about getting a reverse to prevent that, and that's starting to happen to you, you're missing some payments, give us a call right away because we can help you and get you out of that situation.
That's right. And sooner is better than later. When you see that train coming down the track, go ahead and call us because things work out better when you're not quite yet into bankruptcy or foreclosure. However, we have helped people. I'm thinking of a gentleman that while we were in the process of doing his reverse mortgage was getting the letters from the previous lender saying we're going to foreclose. And we were able to got on the phone with him and with the lender and was able to kind of put that on hold, said, you're going to be paid off here in 2 weeks. Just hold off. And saved that guy and his house from foreclosure. So it was a win-win situation there. You know, you were mentioning the non-FHA approved condos. We are already doing loans in Lanai condos in downtown Denver and also Foxdale condos. So if you're listening and you're in either of those, you're interested in a reverse mortgage, give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And if you're in one of those condos that's not FHA approved, but you are interested in a reverse mortgage, give me a call. We'll get your condo complex approved by our lender and move forward.
That's right. So, Kathy, our clients use a reverse mortgage and get a reverse mortgage for lots of different reasons. The primary two reasons are they want to pay off their mortgage and not have a payment. So with a reverse mortgage, it's an FHA-sponsored loan, you're able to pay off your current mortgage where you have a balance and a payment. And now with your reverse mortgage, you don't have a payment on your loan portion. You still have to pay your taxes and your insurance, although there is an option where you can ask the lender to set up an escrow for you and they'll pay your taxes and insurance forever. So people use it to pay off their mortgage and eliminate their mortgage payment. Or there's the other group that they no longer have a mortgage. They just have a home that's worth $350,000, $400,000. $350,000 is probably the low value in the Denver area anymore. And they want to use their equity, borrow some of their equity out to have some cash. So you can use a reverse mortgage to pay off your mortgage and not have a payment, or you can use it to borrow some of the equity out of your home and access that equity in cash.
That's right. And I have people who do that. A lady right now I'm thinking of, that the money that she gets from her reverse mortgage. So first she's going to eliminate her mortgage payment, the better cash flow just right there. But then she's going to take some of the money that she can access and pay off her car payment. So then she really has no debts at all. And what a relief that will be, because right now it's very, very tight, paying the mortgage, paying for the car. And if anything goes wrong, if there's a bump in the road of any kind, I don't know what she's going to do. And she didn't either, which is why she's doing the reverse mortgage. This will make life so much more secure for her, so that if anything goes wrong, she has to fix something on the car, or get tires or whatever, she will be able to do it and be able also to enjoy life a bit.
Yeah, Kathy, we see that so often where clients, they've just exhausted their savings. And each month, you know, whatever comes in from their fixed income, they have to spend for their bills. And we know that all of your bills, your utilities and your groceries and your medical, they continue to go up. But your Social Security check to you doesn't go up very much. So it makes your budget tighter and tighter. And so we see that where they need a little bit of extra cash. And if your home's paid off, or even if you're using it to pay off a mortgage, you know, if you can take $20,000 in cash, $50,000, a lot of clients, you know, if the value of your home is $350,000 or $400,000, they can take $150,000. Now, you don't have to take that all at one time. You can take some of it up front in cash, put it into savings, and the rest leave in a line of credit that grows. But they have access to that kind of money. And, you know, after struggling for years and years on a fixed income and a really tight budget, having access to $50,000 or $150,000 is life-changing. So if you're in that situation and your budget is really tight and you have equity in your home, call Kathy. A reverse may be the right program for you.
It just might be. I have clients now that I'm working with that are looking towards retirement. Both are still working at the moment in their mid-60s, but they would like to eliminate that mortgage payment as they're looking towards stepping out of the workforce. And a reverse mortgage is just a fantastic option for them. They're very happy in their home. They've been there actually 40 years and will continue to enjoy their home, but without a mortgage payment. And they're like saying, let's do this sooner rather than later. They will also begin a line of credit. And that line of credit is going to grow at about 5% a year, compounding annually, which is very attractive. Here they are in their mid-60s. They're thinking, well, you know, by the time we're in our mid-80s, that line of credit will have grown substantially, and it's guaranteed to grow. So their other retirement accounts are not guaranteed to grow and are more, you know, impacted by the market. As well, the line of credit is not taxable by the government. And their other accounts are, of course, when they put the money in or when they pull the money out, there's going to be a tax consequence, but not with a reverse mortgage. So this is a great solution for them.
That's right. Well, that's a really good point. There's a lot of listeners that are wondering, you know, are the proceeds going to be taxable? Are they going to affect my Social Security if I receive money, additional monies? Is it going to affect Medicare, Medicaid? Well, it's not going to affect your Social Security.
That's right.
It's not going to affect your Medicare. But if you are on Medicaid, you still have to follow those guidelines. And those guidelines are that you have $2,000 maximum in your account at the end of the month. So if your fixed income is $1,000 and you have equity in your home, now we can structure monthly payments to you to keep you under that Medicaid threshold.
Right.
So you don't affect your Medicaid. So if you have $1,000 a month of Social Security income and you do a reverse mortgage, we can give you another $1,000 a month to boost your income, or maybe $1,500 a month and you're going to spend $500, spend down below the limit. And so that is an additional way to utilize a reverse mortgage, is to receive monthly payments and still be Medicaid compliant.
That's right. And even if your income is slightly higher than that and you're on Medicaid, if you do the reverse mortgage, the line of credit is available to you at any time. You just pull out the money you need and spend it. Because the rule is, don't have the money in your account at the end of the month. So if you know you're going to put, I keep saying tires because that's what one of our clients did, was they bought four tires with proceeds from the reverse mortgage. But you know, if you are confined to this very limited income because you're on Medicaid, you might not have the money to go travel and see relatives and or do anything. But with a reverse mortgage, you can access that money, spend it, and you're all good. It really changes people's lives. It really opens up opportunity and possibility.
Kathy, it does change people's lives. We see that all the time, where they go from struggling to now having financial resources, and it changes their entire life. Let's talk about the subject of misinformation and myths.
Yes.
About a reverse mortgage. You know, there's these funny stories out there that we hear almost all the time from very well-educated people, and it just keeps passing through from person to person. And one of them is that if you do a reverse mortgage, that the bank now owns your home, and that you lose all the value in your home and all the equity and your ownership, and the bank takes over. And of course, that is silly. Nobody would ever allow for a bank to come in and take over your home. A reverse mortgage is just like your conventional mortgage, your FHA mortgage. When you purchase the house, it's set up the same way. You're on title. All the documents of ownership are still in your name, and that's customary with all mortgages. It's just that you don't have a mortgage payment. So let's say that you're paying off a $100,000 mortgage, and that has a $1,000 payment with it. So that balance then would come over to your reverse mortgage. You now would have a balance on your reverse mortgage of $100,000. And that would grow interest. And let's say the interest rate on your loan was 4%. So that's going to grow at $4,000 a year. So at the end of year one, it's going to be $104,000. At the end of year two, $108,000. And that interest will just accumulate on top of what you originally borrowed. Some people say, well, isn't that going to eat into the equity in my home? Let's say your home is worth $350,000, and you start with a $100,000 mortgage balance, a reverse mortgage balance. So you have $250,000 of equity. Well, the beauty is, We're in Colorado, and real estate is appreciating. It is, since January of 2015, real estate market and values have grown at 5, 6, 7, 10% or even greater in some areas. And we read and believe that because of all the people leaving Southern California and other parts of the country, Denver is one of the most desirable parts of the country with the weather and all of the outside activities, that we're going to see lots of housing growth for a long time. So if your house is appreciating at 4% and your interest on your loan is 4%, then your equity is growing because your loan is only one third of the value of your home. So now each month as your loan balance grows, your equity grows at three times. So in Colorado, we think you're going to continue to grow your equity with a reverse mortgage. Now, of course, we can have market corrections, and that's always going to happen. Markets are always going to go up. They're always going to go down. But you're in your home forever. It's a long-term strategy. When the market turns down the next time, you're not going to sell your house. You're going to continue to live there. You don't have a payment. It's your home. You've been there forever. Your goal is to stay there until you pass on. So as you go through these market corrections, you're just going to go right through them. And the market's going to come back up. So overall, to those people that talk about the equity with a reverse mortgage, you should not lose equity. In Colorado, we believe you're going to continue to grow your equity.
That's right. And, you know, for those folks who have a line of credit, it will continue to grow no matter what happens with the market. So a reverse mortgage is sort of like equity insurance. The line of credit's going to continue to grow guaranteed and no matter what. So just doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what happens in the stock market either. It's just going to continue to grow. So I think that we have some stories about people that we've helped. You know, you often mention that when folks get older, maintenance gets deferred on their home. I had a fellow who said to me, you know, he was walking me around his house and there was some peeling and chipping paint. And he's like, I want to get out here and do this, but I'm 80 and that's hard. And I said, that's okay. If we go forward with this loan, we will take care of it. Matt will come out and look at it, and we will get the painters here, and we'll make sure that that paint is dealt with before the appraiser comes. And that's something that only Silverleaf does. No other lender will come and help you get your home ready for the appraisal in advance of that appraisal. They just won't do it. They'll just, you know, order the appraisal and let the chips fall where they may. But not at Silverleaf Mortgage. We do a pre-appraisal inspection, and you go out and see the house, and then you address whatever needs to be addressed.
Yeah, we sure do, and we love to do that. And that is a really important part of getting any mortgage, but it's very important for reverse mortgages. Just like you said, the later you get into retirement, the tougher it is to get your house painted, to trim the bushes, to fix the fence, to maintain all of those things. And when an appraiser comes out, he's going to compare your home to other homes in the neighborhood that are selling. So we know that when families put their homes up for sale, they spiff them up. They give them some new paint. They freshen up the yard. They remove some cluttered furniture, maybe some new carpet. And so as a buyer comes in, they see kind of a nice new fresh home. Well, if you haven't done maintenance because it's been tougher for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, it's very easy for that to kind of slip a few years, then you're going to get a lower appraised value, and that's going to reduce the amount of cash you can get. So recognizing that, we will put you in touch with some great Colorado contractors. They'll come in and do the work. They'll get paid after closing. I'll come in to help manage them, so the burden is not on you to manage these contractors. So when the appraiser comes out, he sees a nice, new, spiffed up, beautiful home, and we don't have to do things that you don't want done, and we don't have to go overboard. but we just want to make sure that we do enough to get the best value out there that we can.
That's right. Yeah. So if any of this is interesting to you, you'd like some more information for yourself or for a friend. I've had people call and say, well, I have a friend that needs to know about this. And so my name is Kathy Muni. I'm with Silver Leaf Mortgage. My number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. I'd love to talk with you and hear your story. It's a no pressure, no obligation, kind of a phone call, just to see if this might be something that benefits you. And that's what I always say, is you owe it to yourself and to your family to find out what your options are.
That's right. So Kathy, we'll tell some stories about some of the clients we've helped recently. We had a young lady that came to us, and she had a problem with her electricity, and it ended up that she did not have the money to repair her electric panel, and it was not grounded properly into the ground. So the health inspector said, you can't live there until these repairs are made. And so she had to move out of her house, and she didn't have anybody to turn to help her with the repairs. And fortunately, our paths ran across each other, and we put her in touch with a great Colorado contractor that helped her with her electric panel, getting that repaired so that it's now up to code. They did some painting and some cleaning, and now she's back in her house and just as happy as can be. So if you're in need of some help with some repairs, plumbing repairs, just some decluttering, painting, roof,
cleaning.
Then definitely give us a call, because we have a crew and we have a lot of great contractors that love to do the work and would be happy to talk to you.
Well, that's right. And you know, the other thing is, I'm thinking of a guy that whose house had some issues in the basement with the plumbing, and he didn't even know it. So there was a leak from the bathroom upstairs going down into the basement, but he hadn't been down there for years because of the stairs. And so when we went to look at the house and you went downstairs, it was evident that there was some major work that needed to be done. And you know, his plan was to leave the home to his granddaughter. So here's the choices: don't do the reverse mortgage, and in his case, I believe he still had a mortgage, so struggling with the mortgage payment, and meantime, the basement's getting worse and worse and worse, and leave that to a granddaughter, or do a reverse mortgage, pay off the current mortgage so the cash flow is better, and have a home that is not in disrepair that will go to the granddaughter. You know, the change is night and day from a house that people would look at and maybe almost condemn or say, this is a fix and flip for sure. I'm not, you know, they're going to pay very little for it if the granddaughter wants to sell, or a home that's fixed up and in good shape and the granddaughter can decide if she wants to keep it or not. Just a big, big difference. So by not doing the reverse mortgage, he's really not blessing his granddaughter.
That's right. And he doesn't get the joy and happiness
True. Of
living in a beautiful home for the next 10 years.
Right.
And so that brings, you know, once you do those repairs, once you get caught up on those repairs and maintenance, it makes you feel so good. It's a whole new
Lease on life,
and yeah. You're so proud of your new house again.
That's right. We did have a client that was in that position, and when we finished, you know how it seems like some folks just accumulate stuff because somebody moved away and they left all their belongings, and maybe a relative passed away, and so all of these belongings were inherited, and the house is stuffed, and the yard is full of things. Well, we went in, you went in, really, with the crew, and cleaned and took away all the stuff that was in the yard that was just not wanted and trash. I think you recycled some of it. Maybe you sold some of the metal for them. But it was all cleaned up. And when they were finished, the inside and the out was so beautiful that they began to have people over and entertain again, which they hadn't done for maybe 15 years because they couldn't.
We see that all the time.
Mm-hmm, that's
once
right.
The house is back to brand new, they're so proud of it. Before we run out of time here, I want to talk to all of the listeners that have a reverse mortgage. So if you have a reverse mortgage, you can refinance that into a new reverse mortgage. And keep in mind that starting January of 2015, our real estate values took off, skyrocketed, and are a lot higher today than they were in 2015. So if you took out a reverse in 2007, 8, 9, 10, 2014, then you've had tremendous real estate appreciation. So we can come in and do a new reverse mortgage, pay off your old one, and it's very likely that you can get $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 because your values have gone up. So if you have a reverse, you can still look to do a new reverse. You can also, if you're downsizing or you're planning, you can use a reverse mortgage to purchase a new home. And it's about a 50% loan to value. If you put down about 50%, then you can do a reverse mortgage on the other 50% and not have a payment on that loan.
That's right. I have two couples in that position right now. And it's a great thing. You know, they're in an older home. They've been there for 40, 50 years. And it's hard to keep up some of these older homes. So they are going to, each of these families are going to sell, and they're going to buy something that is newer, fresher, and not have a mortgage payment when they do that. It's just a great opportunity, great product, and we'd love to talk with you about it. Give me a call, Kathy Muni at Silverleaf Mortgage, 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. Thanks so much for listening. It's been such a pleasure to spend this time with you. Have a wonderful week, and God bless.